you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling because I canceled my account. They assured me that it was canceled. They're supposed to be sending me a refund. I've never received an email yet, and I see that my bank account was charged again.
Okay, your first and last name?
Deborah Hoffman.
Okay, Ms. Hoffman, bear me one moment. I'm waiting on it to load. Okay, for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
1727 Kirks Lane, Dresser, PA, 19025.
Okay, Kirk Lane. So I do see here that you have the Wi-Fi booster. Now the Wi-Fi booster is showing as a free gift. However, if you did not decline that monthly subscription for trendydiscountsgoods.com at the point of sale or cancel within the first 48 hours of ordering that product, then you are automatically enrolled into the trendydiscountsgoods.com's monthly subscription. The monthly subscription do entail for you to receive a $125 gift card monthly, digital gift card monthly, as well as access to their site so that you're able to shop online shopping. And I see here that the account actually has already been canceled out. Now, I don't see a refund issue back to the account. Give me just a second, though, because I need to review these. Okay,
thank
so
you,
they,
because they were,
that was 17.
I had gotten, like, tricked into this whole thing and didn't know anything about this monthly thing. I had filled out a survey, and it was supposed to give me a free gift, which was the booster. But somewhere, I guess I didn't see the small little writing that I was signing up for this, like, monthly thing. So I called. I canceled it. They gave me a cancel number, which who knows even if that's real. And they were supposed to refund me half of the subscription fee, which was, like, $20-something dollars. And they're also supposed to cancel it. But I looked on my bank account today, and I see that I've been charged $40-something dollars from Trendy.
When were you
whatever.
Charged? Because the last charge I show is on the 16th, and you called in on the 16th. Wait, no, the 17th. I'm sorry about the charges. So you haven't been charged ever since you called in.
I just saw it on my bank account today on the 18th.
Now, it may have been still processing from the 16th. Because some banks will take longer than others, of course, to process those payments out. And I'm showing here where there was a $50%. Hold on, customer called in. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, just making sure you're still there.
I'm trying to see because it's saying, I'm reviewing your, I apologize for that. I'm reviewing your account because there are plenty of notes here.
Yeah, I've called several times because I was tricked into this whole thing, so I don't, like, trust that they're actually going to cancel it, and I can't seem to get a an email or anything, a confirmation saying that I canceled. So I don't trust that it's going to be canceled, and then I saw that I was charged today, so I'm very paranoid, and I get that maybe it wasn't processed, but I don't understand why I can't get some kind of confirmation that I'm canceling.
Okay, now I can provide you with the cancellation code, Ms. Hoffman.
But I know, but like you could just be giving me some arbitrary number, and this is not personal. It's just I keep getting like they're not. I don't understand why I can't get an email saying that
I can put in for you to receive another email. I can put in an order for the bank office to send you out another email, Ms. Hoffman. The only thing about it is it does take about 24 to 48 hours for you to receive the email.
Right, which I haven't gotten yet. So, because they were supposed to send me a check.
Have you checked your spam?
I have not checked my spam.
Because it may have gone to the spam.
Okay. I will do that, but would you please try and somehow get me another email saying a confirmation saying that I canceled with the code?
Yes, definitely. Bear with me one moment. I am going to reach out to our bank office so that we can get those sent to you. Bear with me one moment.
Thank you.
I am still here.
Okay.
Okay.
While you're on the phone, I'm going to check my spam.
And you just want verification of the cancellation, correct?
Yes, please. There is nothing in my spam.
That's strange because normally those... And we're just going to verify that we have the right email address as well. And I have here... Deborah Hoffman, 62@gmail.com.
Yeah. It's DeborahHoffman 62@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's the email address we have.
Yeah, I have nothing in my spam.
Okay, so I did go ahead and get that email sent off to my back office, asking them to email you, confirming the cancellation of the account. And again, I do see here where you are going to be sent a check for the charges on the account. You should receive that within the next 7 to 10 business days.
How many days?
7 to 10, you know, by coming through the mail.
Right. Okay. From the email or the actual mail?
The check will be in the mail. Your email will come through your email.
Okay, because when there's so many different messages. I spoke to someone. They said, we're going to send you an email check. And I said, well, what is that? And they said, you just show it to the bank or something.
Wait a minute. Let me look back at that. Because we can do that. Oh, it do say e-check. I'm sorry. It does say e-check. Yeah.
I've never even heard of that before.
With the e-check, you can do, like, mobile deposits. You can mobile deposit, deposit it, or you can actually take print it off and take it up.
Okay. Okay. So it's I just am wondering. So because I talked. I'm just nervous, and I hope you can understand why.
Definitely.
This whole thing was like a scam, and I've already paid, like I've already lost a lot of money because of this scam, and I'm really trying to like prevent it from ever happening again. And that's
now,
why
with this particular company, it will not happen again. Because we have done a complete blackout, meaning that we wouldn't charge your account again going forward. Like, even if you were to apply for some of our things, it'll give you a notice, like, you know, notifying you that you're not able to get that account.
Okay, well, that's
Excuse
fine.
Excuse me. I apologize for that. So you've been completely canceled out. And, again, I did go ahead and email the back office so that you can have that confirmation, you know, of course, for your own records as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're definitely welcome. Ms. Hoffman, it was my pleasure to assist you. And, of course, if you have any other questions going further, you are able to give us a call back, and we'll assist you the best we can with it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Customer Service. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.